Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Went for a walk yesterday and you see these incredible, in fact I took a photo of it without even realizing that today was bicycle day because I just thought it was incredible. In various parts of the street there are these little units where you can hook your bicycle onto it, you can fix a tire, you can fill the tires with air, you could get your bicycle sorted in case there is a problem. Really, really phenomenal. Is South Africa ready for cycling as a mode of transportation? Dr. Brett Epetse, he's a cycling researcher and an urban planner from Cape Town, now based in Amsterdam. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, good morning. Thanks. I'm very happy to be here. Hope you can hear me all right.
I can. Absolutely perfect. Well, you are in the bicycle capital of the world, aren't you, if you're based in Amsterdam?
Yes, I really have come here to, I almost could say I got radicalized by just visiting Amsterdam the first time when I was a student, and now I live here, and it's pretty incredible.
It really is. I noticed it both in Amsterdam as well as in a place like Copenhagen. It's just phenomenal. It's very much part of everyday life. It's not something people even think about. Your bicycle is your form of transportation.
Yes. And, you know, I think what's interesting about being here is seeing how many political choices were made to engineer it that way. Where I am in Amsterdam, it's quite often that you would notice, if you look on Google Maps, to get to another part of the city, cycling is quicker than driving a car. But because the car isn't allowed to go straight, choices have been made so that you can cycle somewhere directly, but hardly ever drive there directly. And so I think when these cities, you visit them the first time and you think, oh, it must be that the landscape is flat, or it must be that their climate allows it or something. And then when you live here a bit longer, you realize, no, they've just made some really tough political choices and then made their engineers carry that out to make cycling easy and make other things hard. And so the result is less mysterious than people might imagine.
Which is interesting, because I was saying a little bit earlier, I've often thought, wow, it would be so great to be able to cycle places. And then I think, well, hold on, what happens when it rains and what happens with this or that? But in fact, in other parts of the world, a place like Amsterdam, the weather's not great. And people do cycle throughout the year, don't they?
You're very right. If anything, Amsterdam and Copenhagen, people don't really flock to them for the climate. And
absolutely,
you're very right that I suppose that it has to come down to whether in society, in a cycling society, everybody does see themselves as more or less equal to everybody else. I think that helps. Africa has some societies where cycling rates are really high in Uganda and in Rwanda, particularly in some cities where there's a sort of a subculture of cycling being very normal. But also in those countries, economic inequality, other kinds of inequality are much lower than in, say, South Africa. So I think that's one of the differences that does matter. And then there's a lot of differences that don't, but are easy to see when you get here. You know, you might think it's this or that.
Because our motor vehicles, our cars do insulate us to some extent from the reality of what's going on outside. I often think that when I'm sitting at a traffic light in my luxury vehicle, I'm very, very much protected from what I see as the rest of the outside world. And your bicycle doesn't allow that. So when you speak about equality, it does to some extent denote a more equal society.
Yes, it's interesting what the experience was like of cycling for transport in South Africa. I'm a white male, and for 4 years in Cape Town, I didn't have a car. I chose not to have a car, and I only used my bicycle and public transport to get everywhere across the city, also in the evenings and at night. And that was an interesting experience for me, because I had been so protected my whole life by my status as a middle-class person, that it was only when I got on a bicycle that I felt how easy it was for other people to potentially harm me, sometimes without even knowing that they had done it. And I think that that gave me a very different idea of how our streets are working for people, and also how our cities are working for people. And I think everybody knows that South Africa's cities, as we got them from apartheid, are they make the poorest people travel the furthest. And that's something that will take a long time to fix. But this also extends down to the mode of transport, absolutely. And cycling, if anything, in South Africa, we don't have the infrastructure for it yet. And I wish we were building more of it than we are. But I often would say to urban planners, just as a start, or people who are interested in understanding South African cities, to cycle around them a bit and feel what it feels like. To be in a familiar place, you might know your own neighborhood, but outside of your armor. You know.
Right. And I think your point that you're making is that the cities have got to be designed in order to encourage. In other words, that you can get places quicker, that you are safe, that your children are safe on the roads rather than risking them being knocked down or something like that. And that is a very real factor, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's we often see in South Africa cities or some kinds of public authorities encouraging people to just cycle, or encouraging cyclists to protect themselves, which just isn't realistic. You can't protect yourself from the force of a car that's coming at you.
No,
a helmet absolutely. Is just a plastic hat at that point. But I think that one thing that can happen in South Africa is that we can maybe begin more of a conversation around the motor car and how much we spend on it as a society. It is the most expensive form of transport. And I know that most people don't have an alternative. They don't feel they have an alternative. Many drivers are not realistically able to.
But it certainly is something. It certainly is something that we need to start focusing on. Unfortunately, it is 7:30. Dr. Brett Petzer, cycling researcher and urban planner from Cape Town, now based in Amsterdam.